Podcast, fabulous Adam Richard, outrageous Scott Brennan, punctual Toby Sullivan.
Stop us before we kill again.
Yay!
I think we've killed.
My God, there's such an odour of bourbon in the room.
Oh, sorry.
I just got a sweet waft. Oh, my God.
I'm in that world of, you know, when you're so hungover.
Yeah.
And you've tried everything. Like, I've had a Big Mac and chips and a normal Coke and a Post-Mix Coke.
Yeah.
And a Barocca.
You've tried every heart starter.
Adrenaline straight into the heart.
Yeah. Panadol, yeah. Ford. And then you just go, the only thing is more.
Yeah.
More booze.
Yeah.
If you get to a point and you think, I'm beaten.
And it just makes you feel normal.
This one's got me, yeah.
And that's where I go, yeah, I feel normal now. Huh? That I've had, you know, half a cup of syrup.
Half a cup. Is that a precise measurement?
I'm making a bourbon and chocolate cake. And say Nigella's joining us. Yeah. No, you've never had enough of the piss. Half a cup of bourbon.
But yeah, it's, I'm feeling very awful.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What happened? Just good times. Good times.
You know what
tastes.
Happened is Scott Brennan.
Yeah, I heard
got
of
into
him.
A relationship, right?
And
the universe righted itself by pushing me out of my relationship.
Yes.
Which means rather than sit at home and watch TV, which I would normally do with my boyfriend in another room ignoring me, I go out and drink everything.
Yeah.
I can possibly get my hands
on. I see.
It's like I handed, when all this happened, I handed Adam my sash with drunken slut printed across it.
Was it like a Highlander kind of scenario?
Yeah, there
like
can be only one.
You handed him like a sacred sword.
That's
and
right.
Now,
have you become less of a drunken slut?
Yeah.
I mean, you were out last night drunken slut.
Yeah.
But you're with your boyfriend.
Yeah, I'm drunken, but I'm not a slut anymore.
Right.
Yeah. Is that weird?
Get out.
I know.
It's so strange.
Yeah, it surprised me, I have to say.
Who are you?
I don't know. I don't know anymore. Oh, my God.
Well, there'll be more podcast now.
I mean, Lindsay Lohan used to be so attractive. Now she just looks like Morrissey with tits.
Talk poofy to me.
All right, it's time for Wes's Word.
Wee!
Wes Snelling, new segment that you don't have to do anything in.
Do you know how talented Wes is? He can just say a word and that's the whole segment. That is how amazing he is.
He's pretty spectacular.
Yep. Soon we're just going to be having Wes's gesture. We'll just get him to raise an eyebrow at us over the phone, and that's it.
It'll just be Wes's wave.
Yeah.
Just wave down the phone.
I won't even have to call in for that. I'll just raise an eyebrow.
And that's it.
We can feel it from here.
Wes's wink will just come through.
Wes's wink.
Oh.
Wes's wink sounds disgusting.
It sounds like the worst porno ever.
Could Talking Poofy make a porno?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Man. Can you imagine it? It would be the most ineffectual sexual device of all time.
We'd all be shit-faced. And there'd be some, like, you know, Italian stud in the corner, and we were just all lying around on beanbags, pissed out of our mind, going, you fuck him.
Yeah. Oh, she thinks she's hot, does she?
It would be, you know, we have those nights where we get to the end and there's one other person there.
Yeah.
That would be the porno. Like, we'd all be sort of like hiding our genitals with, you know, a face cloth.
Yeah.
While there was the hot guy there, I was like, why are you going to?
I don't know. With us doing scissor, papers, rock, trying to figure out who's going to have to fuck him.
Where's Can we get Wes to fuck him?
Wes will do it.
Wes will fuck him. See, Wes, you would have to be part of that porno in the end.
I'll just raise an eyebrow.
On his balls.
Yeah, brow him off.
Brow him off.
Just give him a brow job.
So is that your word, porn? Is that it?
That was all that. We should make a porno.
So I've got a word for you.
Okay, what is the word? Where's his word?
Oh, did we miss it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I spoke over it, sorry.
Where's his word is chaps.
Chaps. Like, you mean like lesbians? Like,
okay, I'm gonna say the word. You need to make up your mind about what the fuck it is.
You know
what
I mean? You don't help us with it. I just say the word.
That's the segment.
Well, there's leather chaps, which are those pants that you can poo and wee out of. while you're wearing them.
Or go with that one, Scott.
Get
fucked up the arse.
Or get rooted in the bum hole.
You can poo and wee in any pants. You just, it just depends how much you value the pants.
It doesn't catch them. But...
Yeah.
While we're talking about chaps, can we also talk about the jock strap? Do either of you girls wear a jock strap?
No.
You said no in that way that meant yes.
No. It was so ridiculous. Why would I wear a jock strap?
I don't know.
Like when I'm fucking riding my horse on the beach to work. Why am I wearing a jock strap?
I don't know.
It's like you said, you wear a clown nose. Why would I wear a jock strap? It's ridiculous. I don't think they're even a thing. Aren't they just like a weird sort of porny thing?
People
wear them for the support.
In life, they wear it
for sport and stuff.
But
like that,
also, it means you can just hoik your pants down and get someone up you.
Yeah, that's I have been known to do said hoiking.
So you wear a jock strap?
I have, yeah.
On occasion. Because we're
just filling up those crucial 4 seconds of...
Well, yeah, because sometimes that half a millimetre of fabric can really be a problem to get through.
If someone's got a particularly blunt cock.
Yeah.
Now, Wes, I don't want to upset you, but the other night I was at your cabaret nemesis show.
Which one?
Trevor Ashley's Fat Swan.
I decided that Trevor Ashley is a combination of me and you, Ed.
Yeah, I think he is. I think he is with like all of our low self-esteem into one body. But he gets people out of the audience to do this hilarious, you know, ballet dancing thing. And one guy was bent over and I was around the side of the stage, kind of over to the edge. And I just said, because I just spotted straight away as he bent over that he had a jock strap on. And it's like there was massive bare ass over the top of his jeans as his jeans descended a little as he bent over. And Trevor kind of heard me, turned around, saw it, and then just ridiculed him for about 10 minutes over the jock. And I'm like, what? Who wears a jock strap? I know it's kind of a porny thing.
It is a porny. You don't wear them out. You wear them if you know.
He was wearing it to the theater. He was wearing it in the Spiegel tent.
Oh, see, that's weird. That's like wearing it to the dentist or something. It's not sexy. Just no.
That's what I thought. I thought it's like costume jewelry. It's not. It's a sometimes food. It's not general.
Yes.
De rigueur.
But I was talking to someone else who wears it all the time.
Really?
That's what he wears.
Well, you can get them like as underpants, not just the sporty sort of ones. You can get like just underpants at Target or whatever.
Do they make your ass look better? Like, do they?
I don't know.
Do they give you a little bit of a lift?
Maybe they do.
They'd have to be like Spanx to do that. Like an ass is a heavy thing to lift. Yeah. Like a little bit of cotton's not gonna.
Oh, it's elastic.
Quite seriously, I just want to remind you that I said the word chaps.
I know.
See, this is the difference, because Scott went straight to leather chaps. My immediate impulse was like, St. Trinians, come on, chaps.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so was mine, which is why I said lesbians. I don't know.
Right.
I quite like the idea of being a chap.
Come on,
you know,
chaps.
A young chap.
I'd much rather be a chap than a guy or a fella.
Or a bloke.
See, I think of chapped lips.
Right.
Ah.
And I don't like this. The sound, sounds uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't know, but I have been known to say he's quite the handsome chap.
Mm. There's an inherent dignity
there's
in calling
a kind
someone
of,
a chap.
Yeah, there's something a bit endearing about chap.
Mm.
Oh, God.
Why did you put us back on track, Wes? This is boring.
Yeah, we're talking about jock straps.
We're talking about jock straps, which were hot.
A chap but and like, a jock.
But, no.
A chap and a jock.
But, a chap, well-turned-out young chap and a jock.
Yes. No, chaps are, you know, like if, like, chaps are kind of the long sleeve of the kind of jock strap. You know, they're just, you know what I mean?
So chaps are to jock straps as skivvy is to t-shirt.
Yes.
The chaps are the porny wiggles.
Chaps are really expensive.
They are.
Yeah,
hundreds
ridiculous.
And hundreds of dollars.
Which you know because you've investigated.
So have any of you consciously worn chaps?
What do you mean consciously?
Like, as opposed to unconsciously.
As opposed to all that leather sleepwalking we've been doing.
Oh, come on. You know I mean drunk.
I don't think I would get into anyone's
soberly,
chaps.
Have you actively made a decision to wear them?
No. No.
No.
No,
I think I would, though, because I've got a really good ass. Like, it needs to be seen.
Right.
Like, you know,
and really, you show it a lot.
I do. Well, that's because I don't want people to miss out. It's really hot.
If you love something, set it for it. Let it be free.
Wes, you like my ass, don't you? All the time in your face.
Is it time for a new word or?
Are you
my
trying
memory
to...
of your ass, Adam. It's from the 90s. We might have talked about this before, but spending time in a public toilet, not a public toilet,
what?
A toilet at the Peel because of a particular big night that we'd had. We might need to edit this one out.
No, that was my first ever 29th birthday.
Right.
Yes. And, oh, God. And Adam was in the toilet checking his undies to make sure he hadn't shat himself. And asked me to witness it.
To make sure, because I thought I might have hallucinated clean undies.
Just as well you weren't wearing a jock.
I know. It would have gone straight through to the jeans.
Correct. Straight you see, through. It's a trap.
But then I think the underpants were the reason I thought I'd shit myself, because they were kind of going in.
Yeah,
the fabric was going in
it's
and
a
up.
Vicious
and
circle, isn't
it's
it?
Something. Yeah.
It's a circle within a circle. It's a wheel within a wheel. This is like this is the Escher painting of gay nightlife.
I've never heard of underpants described as a double edged sword.
Thing when you may have had an illicit substance because it's your 29th birthday and it's 2 weeks after the millennium.
Well, because it's the 90s.
Everyone was taking those things in the 90s. And I just always used to feel like I was going to shit myself. It was a constant...
the weight of expectation was that heavy.
Do you know the other thing? Because I've been having all these, what do you call it when you go to see the psychiatrist?
Sessions?
Yeah, those. and so my brain's kind of rewiring itself and I'm getting these weird moments where I feel like I'm actually on ecstasy. I'm like, what is going on?
Wow.
This is really peculiar. Like before I did a gig the other day.
I'm experiencing actual happiness.
Oh, my God.
Like I was like, is it adrenaline? Is it what? And then I started to feel like I shit myself. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm there again. The cubicle pulling my pants out. Can you tell me, is there shit in there?
And actually, what we haven't found out, was there shit in there, Wes?
No.
I think just
a little bit of, you know, like
a little bit of
random left over from the night before.
Oh, okay, all right. Just a bit of a smudge.
A little bit of brown sweat.
You are like a giant baby. You just smile when you shit. That's it's just brilliant.
Yeah.
You do what you like and you smile when you shit. Yeah, that's amazing.
Gosh,
that is amazing.
That Adam laughs a lot. Yeah, it's just wind.
Oh, well, thank you, Wes. That's been
great word.
Can't wait for next week.
Yeah, you can.
It's recently come to my attention that I love Toast.
Talk poofy to me.
Now, Toby, I need to bring something up here with our friend.
Mm-hmm. We're all friends here, Adam. There are no secrets. Anything you can say in front of Scott. I don't mind.
Since Scott found love,
yes.
He has abandoned us and our lifestyle.
We have lost one key enabler.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which is, you know, it's our job when we get together and do these things to
create stories.
Yes, to get completely smashed afterwards and you know, have fanecdotes, as we call
them.
Yes,
that's right.
Fucking anecdotes.
Yes.
Last time we did one of these recordings, you went off with your boyfriend.
Yes.
Now, bear in mind, Toby and I have been in relationships the entire time we've been doing this show.
Yep.
I for 4 years.
Yep.
Toby for...
Since 1910.
Yep.
For the better part of a century.
Yep.
And there are hieroglyphs on the pyramids.
And we have had to deal with the fucking grief of people that we have basically abandoned for several hours when we get home smelling like we smell.
Yeah.
And you, after what? A weekend with this man.
This man.
Have just decided to abandon us. Although... As Toby and I got to our fourth or fifth bottle of champagne,
right,
we went, you know what? He would have fucked off by now anyway.
Yeah, I would have been upstairs.
We'd be holding his bag while he gets sucked off by some retard. I wish I could lick your ass.
Long and ugly story.
Yes.
So, Toby and I ended up at the Lead.
Right. Went to the Lead. Right. Where do we go to first? Do we go somewhere first?
Oh, we just went down the road here.
And then we just decided the Lead was the least painful option.
Well,
it often is.
We thought we'll go to the Lead because it won't be as screamingly noisy. And like there's that nice front bar you can sit in. It's quiet. It's, you know, we can cause a ruckus without.
I don't want to say we're middle-aged or anything, but we went there because it'll be quiet and you can sit down.
And you can talk.
You can talk. So we went to the Lead, right? And we were sat in the front bar, and it turns out there was a big leather party.
A leather dance party called Code Black.
Or something butch going on in the back room.
Something exciting. Mm-hmm.
So Adam, and you weren't allowed back there unless you were full leather.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Which was hilarious because basically it involved men walking in dressed much the same as Toby and I were.
Yep.
With, you know, just a pair of jeans and a shirt. And then going over to the corner and quickly stripping off all their clothes and having their leather gear on.
Great.
It was like this sort of really kinky librarians just taking off their glasses and shaking out their hair and putting on their harness. And why, Miss Pig, you're beautiful.
Do you know what it reminded me of? You know when sometimes if you go to like South Yarra Station and there's a whole bunch of schoolgirls get off, and clearly they're meant to be at school,
and then they
take off their school uniforms and they've got their super-aid dresses on underneath. Yeah.
Like, it's just a more extreme version of like when, you know, office ladies change out of sneakers into heels.
Yes.
But it was hilarious. We were sat there with this constant passing parade, and the bar door would open from time to time, so you'd see into the back room this sort of heaving Sodom and Gomorrah of studs and skin. So, of course, we became obsessed. How do we get back there?
How do we get back there and go in there?
So someone like a friend of a friend came past, and we're like, and they were on their way in, and we said, how do we get in there? You have to wear leather. How do we get in there? And God bless him, he started thinking, just going, well, I've got some spare chaps in my car. I've got a harness that'll fit you, Toby.
Oh my God.
Sadly, it didn't happen.
Oh,
because the tickets were $40.
Oh, fuck that.
I know. That is a lot of money to not wear clothes.
Yeah.
No.
You can do that at home for free.
But it was like, and the guys that were going in there, you know how whenever we go out drinking, we're like, where are all the hot men?
Yeah.
They're at home in leather.
Oh, really?
Yep.
They're sitting at home strapping shit to themselves.
Wow.
There was a parade of absolute hotness.
It was amazing, wasn't it?
Oh, my God. That's where they all are.
It was breathtaking.
Yeah. And I have
$40 would be not much then, considering that.
You could get your money's worth if you played your cards right.
Yeah.
And I had never really sort of encountered, I've not, you know, as I say, I'm an incredibly vanilla person. Like, I freak out if someone puts chili in my pasta. Yeah. Right. Right.
If you can't buy toilet paper, you have sex through a hole in the sheet. We've established all this.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So it was a bit of an eye-opener for me.
Mm.
I got quite excited. I mean, I can't get into the leather scene clearly because the amount of leather I would have to buy would bankrupt me.
I don't make enough cows.
You could buy a couch and quick unpick it.
Yeah, I could. Yeah. You know what the other thing we thought was, though, was remember years ago when we first started this Poofcast?
Yes.
Someone claimed that they were going out with you.
And yes.
You broke up with them so you could explore the leather scene.
Yes.
And you weren't there with us drinking that night, and we thought maybe
I was back in
exploring
that room.
Exploring the leather scene.
I have nothing against it. I'm quite intrigued by the leather scene. I can't afford it.
It's expensive.
It's an expensive pastime.
Really expensive.
Mm. But like, what's the go? Like, you put on your leather, right, that we saw them, and then you go there, and is it just like a night, but you're in leather, or does shit kick off?
I don't know.
Like, do you just sit around having a chat?
Yeah.
Like, you know, have you seen the new Scarlett Johansson movie the zoo? I like that.
Like, I get that. I get putting on the clothes and that looks hot
and
whatever.
Doing dress-ups.
Or is it that kind of role play kind of thing going on back there?
Like, is the back room full of people just going, yeah, pig, buy me a beer, I'll piss in ya.
Yeah.
Or... obviously, I would be a master. Obviously.
Clearly, you are not allowed to go.
Yeah, you're not allowed to go.
You know who would be good at it? Fucking Grunty.
Grunty? Oh, yeah. Yes, he would.
What do you mean I'm not dressed fucking leather? My handkerchief's plaid, isn't it? Open the fucking door. I'll show you. I'll stick a fucking cow prod up your ass. Open the fucking door. Yeah, I'm exploring the fucking leather scene. I'm wearing fucking shoes, aren't I? Fucking faggot.
So... We should talk to someone.
Let's talk to someone who knows what they're talking about.
Who knows about the leather scene.
Let's talk to someone from the Leatherati.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And not, I'm worried now that this is a bit where we suddenly, it's just Scott on the phone picking us
up. And then someone put her name in lights and turned her into a lush.
Talk poofy to me.
All right, we've got Dean Beck on the line who knows all things leather.
He knows all things gay sex,
presents,
really.
Yes, presents a couple of shows.
Hide and Seek on Joy.
Hide and Seek, you can get that at, is it, what's their website? joy.org.au.
Thank you very much.
There you go. Dean, now, Toby and I have just been explaining how we suddenly found a penchant for leather. But we don't know what
suddenly?
To do.
Suddenly?
We were at the Laird and the Code Black was on and the hot men in leather kept walking past and we went, oh my God, I think I might really want to be part of this.
Yeah.
This is exciting.
So I'm confused, right? I get putting on the stuff, right, that looks good.
Yeah.
What happens next? What are they doing in there? Are they just? Is it just humans sitting around in like just, straps talking about Gypsy or like what happens?
Actually,
what do I do next?
Funnily enough, more often than not, you're right. But really, leather is a cultural aspect of our community and has been so for many, many years. It really evolved actually out of the militaristic sort of 50s, post-war, and even a little bit before that, during the war. I mean, Tom of Finland, who is the artist, drew a lot of war-type images where he was fantasizing as a young man about the German military. And whilst avoiding them at all costs, he would find himself in parks at 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock in the morning with some of the German soldiers.
Right.
And, you know, who can resist a Hugo Boss uniform?
Well, interesting.
The lining is immaculate.
Yeah.
I would agree.
It's all about the tailoring. Yeah. And so he was sort of, I guess, he was the first person to depict such homoerotic imagery. And, you know, he hyper-masculinized the men.
Mm.
And from that evolved this sort of leather culture.
So he was kind of instrumental. Tom of Finland kind of started the ball rolling in a way.
He absolutely was. And it also, during the sort of 60s, there was that whole bikey culture that sort of emerged.
No. That rebel without a cause.
Yeah.
Thing.
And
the
so
wild one.
That was sort of the next evolution, if you like, of how leather transpired. And there were bikey groups of gay men who in that time, of course, couldn't be out. And so people just thought that they loved motorbikes and riding around in their leather gear. But really, it wasn't about that at all. And I don't know how many of them actually owned a motorbike.
Well, you could tell because the real bikers had names like Spider and Horse, but the gay ones had names like Pony.
Oh, no. A couple of them were called Horse too, but that was for other
reasons. Different. But do you know what? You're quite right. Like, there's a whole culture around it. Like, there's leather knights and leather prize and leather festivals and stuff. Is it just the clothes?
Look, no, it's more than that. I guess, a brotherhood. Some call it a tribe.
Oh, Jesus, this is mystic. This guy is mystic.
Oh, God,
What do you mean?
We've gone all Dalesford now.
Hang up, he's a lesbian. Hang up. Get him off. He's going to do a fucking Oro in a minute. Now, what do you mean, like a...
Well, look, there's a real camaraderie within in the leather fraternity, and by that I mean it doesn't matter so much what you look like or how old you are. It's really about a respect for the different subsections within that community, because you have your tops and your bottoms, your doms and your subs, those that are into fisting, those that are into flogging, you know. So there are all these little different subsections within the leather community, and they're often identified by what's called the hanky code.
Oh yes,
oh, the
which
hanky
is
code.
Quite extensive, I've discovered.
I know.
Well, it has evolved from just a few colours to to acknowledge, you know, whether you're a top or a bottom and what you're into, to being this huge list of various items that one shoves in their left pocket or their right pocket, yes, to indicate what they're up for.
Yeah, it's like, I think it's Blue with Res Dots is bottom who will discuss Gypsy. I think that's that one.
What if you've got one with Mandelbrot fractals on it?
You know what Scott does? He just tucks his prolapse into his back pocket.
Oh. Will you stop flirting with me, please?
Because the thing that interests me also is that the leather outfit, it is quite a uniform. It's quite an established kind of look.
That's a good point. That, You're talking about diversity, but there's a uniformity.
Yeah, but there really is a kind of uniform, and I'm interested in how that actually kind of developed.
Well, there's a little bit of drama around that. The traditionalists, of course, really aren't that embracing of what they call the dress-up crowd.
Ah, right. Oh. All right, there are divisions.
I knew it. This seemed to be full of bitches. I just knew it.
So what's the dress-up crowd? Is that people who just put on leather for one night and that's it?
Go to a party. That's pretty much what the traditionalists, if you like, term the dress-up crowd. Yes, right. They would turn up to a party for one night only with a bit of a harness and away they go.
Yeah.
But, you know, many within the leather community think whether it's a dress-up crowd or not, they are acknowledging that it is a different form of expression of one's sexuality. And on that basis, you know, we have to be inviting and welcoming of all people.
What's the alternative to being a dress-up crowd? I would definitely be a dress-up crowd.
Well, the alternative is that...
I'm not putting a curtain rod through my tits or anything. What is the alternative to dress-up crowd?
The extreme alternative is that you live it.
Right.
24/7.
Right. Yes.
You wear leather all the time.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the other far extreme.
You can't wear that to the bank.
Well, many do.
Really?
What?
Wow. Under their shirt?
No.
Oh.
That's their clothing. That's their gear. That's what they live. 24/7.
They go to the bank without any ass in their pants.
Oh, not quite that.
Oh, you wear like leather pants and. Yeah, it'd be hard to get an appointment with the manager in a leather jock strap and a harness.
Oh, it depends. I think it depends what your bank balance is.
Well, it depends on the manager as well, I guess.
And there are a few.
Oh, I could imagine. So there are lots and lots of kind of subsets within. Like there isn't just the leather community. I guess there's the kind of leather BDSM community. There's the, you know, the dress up crowd. There's tops, bottoms, all that kind of stuff. I was thinking when you were talking about that whole tribe thing that I would have imagined, like particularly during the 80s when AIDS kind of decimated the gay community, that that whole idea of a tribe would have been really, really important.
Well, yes, it was, but no community was more impacted by HIV/AIDS than the leather community.
Right.
When you say decimated, they were almost wiped out. Mm. And so the evolution of leather in this modern era has been, or has had to welcome the dress-up crowd, because without it, there would have been no...
There's not many people left.
Yeah.
Right.
And so it has been... an interesting evolution. There are very few of the older crowd around because they're just no longer with us.
Yes, yes. Yeah. A very dear friend of mine has been involved in the leather crowd for a long time, and he was kind of around during the 80s. And yeah, he says the same thing, that it got to the point where you were going to a funeral every week. It was, and he kind of suffers survivor's guilt, to be honest.
Yeah, many do. That's exactly right. And, you know, I guess in this day and age, we pay tribute to those that have gone before us and have, I guess, learnt the hard way so that we may learn.
Yes, absolutely.
So what happens next, right? Adam and I went to this night, right? It looks like fun. We go to some shop, we pay $10,000 or whatever the fuck it costs for the gear.
Wristband and an ankle bracelet.
And we show up and we just go to the bar and we just do what you would normally do at the bar.
Pretty much. And you would find yourself in an environment that was most welcoming, very friendly.
Is everyone going to be like, oh, look, it's the new girls. Come on in. is it nice like that?
Or
are they, because I'm worried now, because you go, people will look at me and just go, oh, it's the dress up guys?
No, look, you would find very, very quickly that I mean, a lot of people are self-conscious that they might be wearing a harness with nothing else on, and they think, oh, but I don't have a body like that. Look, when you get in amongst it, you would know instantly that no matter what your body, you would fit in.
Regular listeners of the Poofcast know that I'm not at all self-conscious. I have no hang-ups whatsoever.
No hang-ups.
Nothing. I can't buy toilet paper, but no. I've got no hang-ups. No.
He has sex
whatsoever.
Through a hole in a sheet.
But yeah. Once a year, whether I want to or not, I have no hang-ups whatsoever.
As the night evolved and people got a little bit more lubricated, I think you would find that there were certain things that took place throughout the evening that don't take place at your standard nightclub.
Oh. I knew it. I knew they were doing shit in there.
Like,
I knew they were like, fooling around.
Yeah, I don't know whether I'd use that term to describe what they're doing.
Yeah. I think it's more just like everyone would work together to do a jigsaw.
A bit of Monopoly.
Yeah, a bit of Yahtzee.
Well, you know, it's funny. When we left, Adam, there was a barn that wasn't there when we came in.
Yes! It's true!
I knew it's the whole
they
time.
They raised a barn.
Wow.
So what you're saying is the leather community tends to be a little bit kind of looser and freer in terms of its interaction.
When they let their hair down, they become very close.
They don't have any hair. They're all bald.
Let their back hair
what
down,
hair?
Toby.
What hair?
Their chest hair.
Now, what about... Now, this is my one thing with these sort of places. Are you, by dressing up in your leather gear and turning up to one of these things, are you still allowed to go, no, I don't really like you like that?
Totally.
Oh, cool.
Totally.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you do that respectfully, and it's respectfully acknowledged.
Right.
Right, so it's not a fuck fest. You can...
No.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, it can be if you want it to be, though, isn't it? Yeah, okay, yeah. Right.
What colour hanky is the fuck fest?
Oh,
I'm going to get this wrong.
Oh, God.
I'm going to get this all wrong.
Rainbow. I'm going to rainbow.
No, gentlemen.
Yes?
Orange means... absolutely anything and everything.
Really?
Orange.
Ooh. Orange.
So be careful wearing orange because you never know what might come along.
Yeah, Leather Queen might approach you on the tram.
Oh, God. Imagine if they had one of those parties at Guantanamo. It'd be a disaster. Might be just what they need.
Dean, thank you so much.
It's an absolute pleasure.
This has been eye-opening and rectal-opening.
Indeed.
I've dilated a little bit now and I'm going straight to Eagle Leather.
Okay.
And you can tune into Hide and Seek from 9 p.m. every Thursday night on Joy 94.9.
Or get it on the internet for our international interstate listeners.
Yes.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers. Thank you, Dean.
Thanks, Dean. And then we'll have a tail.
Wag, wag.
Did you just say tail? Wag, wag.
Wag, wag. Wag, wag. Wag, wag.
This has been the book.
Wow. And what a fit again.
Isn't it meant to be a fucking light that shines when something's being recorded?
No,
isn't it meant to be like a warning signal? Like what you say is now being recorded for posterity, you fucking idiot. Shut up.
Wag, wag, tail. Wag, wag, tail.
Isn't there some kind of signal? Can you touch your fucking nose or something?
No.
Oh, my God. I hate you both. If you weren't so enabling, I would spend no time
with you. Well, Toby will be spending more time with us next week.
Yeah.